For some men, like the Howells, a connection to place provides a sense of security, but not for Domingo Martinez. Once upon a time, he spent his days thinking of ways to escape his hometown.
In my teens, I discovered the coming-of-age story, specifically ones where the main character grows up to be a writer. They whispered messages to me while I slept, while I tried to imagine a life far outside the heat and the farmlands where I lived.
That would be Brownsville, Texas, on the border with Mexico. Martinez did grow up to become a writer. His memoir, The Boy Kings of Texas, was a bestseller. It detailed a boyhood surrounded by poverty, violence, and machismo. And for Martinez, the literary heroes who saved him then have a different meaning now.
J.G. Ballard in a Japanese prison camp in Empire of the Sun, or A.E. Hotchner on the streets of Depression-era St. Louis in his memoir, King of the Hill. Why I identified with these guys, I couldn't tell you at the time, but I guess I knew I had found something big, because I decided that I would be a writer. Or rather, that I already was a writer. I had the self-pity, the trauma, the delusional self-confidence, alcoholism and drug addiction are in my genes. Now I just needed to write something. 25 years later, I published a memoir and got nominated for a big award. I've entered the pantheon of writers, and I'm wondering just one thing. What the hell did these guys do for health care? And did they start falling apart at 40 also? Up until a few years ago, my body was made out of rubber. Now, at 42, I'm struggling to stay on top of my health care bills. I find myself thinking about what John Irving's GARP would have done in The World According to GARP before he was shot, when he was a stay-at-home dad. Or what about Norman Mailer? Would he teach at a university just for the health care? For the bail money? Last year, I sat in a community health clinic, wondering if I was the only author on the bestseller list waiting to get sliding scale treatment from an underfunded community project, so I wouldn't die from asthma or have a heart attack like William Faulkner. When you're a kid, imagining your dreams and heroes, you don't think about these details. But priorities change when you get older, and not only for me. It's no secret that a lot of men resist taking care of themselves, especially men from marginalized groups like the one I'm from. Let's just say there was no copy of Men's Health in the stack of magazines under my uncle's bed. He's now blind from diabetes. It took my father having 3.5 heart attacks before I addressed my own hypertension, but I'm learning my lessons. If there's a book that could have prepared me for this, I wish I'd read it growing up. Then again, even if it was available, I probably would have ignored it. I was too busy modeling myself after the Great Gatsby, thinking, just like he did, that my sins would never catch up to me.
That's Domingo Martinez. His new memoir, titled My Heart is a Drunken Compass, will be published this fall.